Look, I just thought today we're only 2 days into winter and already firefighters have been called to a series of fires, particularly in New South Wales. Yesterday, a home on the Central Coast completely destroyed by a blaze. It was about 7:30 in the morning. Firefighters were called to a home at Copacabana, which went up in flames. A 60-year-old resident suffered minor burns but made it out of the home alive. There have been fires in Bondi, in Richmond and Auburn as well. Winter, the worst time of the year for home fires, with more than 60% occurring between May and September. Superintendent Tom Cooper from Fire and Rescue New South Wales is on the line. G'day, Tom. Hope you're well.
Yeah, g'day, Luke. Doing okay.
9 people have died already this year in house fires. Those statistics pretty damning, 60% more than half between May and September. I guess the obvious thing to, or conclusion to draw, Tom, is the fact that we've got more heating on. We probably get cold, we probably get a bit lazy, we probably get a bit confident that what we did on day one of winter is okay to do on, you know, day 40 of winter. I guess it's a mix of all those things why these colder months in particular we've got so many more home fires.
Yeah, look, you're right there, Luke. It's due to the fact that in the winter months, the cooler months, more people are in their home than when they would normally go out in summer, you know. So when we get human activity, we get a lot of fires, and that's due to complacency mainly. Those 9 fire deaths that you've spoken about already this year, and it's not even winter yet, or we're just starting winter, they've all been what we call a preventable fire deaths, and that means that it's been caused by an accidental source. So, it is, people get complacent, people tend to stay home and they tend to drink and they tend to smoke and other behaviours that can lead to fires in the home.
I guess we expect, don't we, and this might be part of that complacency point you were just making there, that, you know, when it gets to April or May, it gets a bit cooler, you just go, oh, I've got a heater upstairs or in the garage, or just, you know, pull it out, plug it in and not worry about how it might have been stored or whether or not it's safe or dirty or... And maybe even with electric blankets, are we? Is that what happens, that we bring these appliances out and they don't get to see light of day for 9 months until it's winter again, and we probably don't do the maintenance we should on them?
We see a lot of that sort of thing with people failing to maintain their electrical appliances or to get them checked. But I think it's a big matter of I don't think it could happen to me. Yesterday, Luke, okay. we saw a house fire in Bondi. It started in a dryer. The dryer, the occupant believed that the dryer was turned off and that it started up on its own. Whether that happened or not, we don't know. But when firefighters searched the premises, it's a two-level premises, they said smoke was down to the bottom level of both levels on the floor. And when the smoke cleared out, there were no smoke alarms in that residence. Now, if that fire had happened at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they had their six-month-old baby in the home, we could have been looking at a tragedy there.
Yeah.
The other day over at Bankstown, same deal. 3 guys, we believe, came home from a night shift. They cooked something, left the stove on. Fire broke out, no smoke alarms in that premises. The one occupant, luckily, was woken up by the heat of the fire, managed to get his 2 friends out. Now, complacent behaviour, with it not changing your smoke alarm batteries, not looking after your smoke alarms, not testing them on a frequent basis, that leads to other complacent behaviours, and all mixed in together, you end up with a tragic situation.
Yeah, indeed. So we just got to be careful and not be complacent, and remember, this time of year, although outside it might be cold, and you think, oh, the last thing there'll be is a fire here. In fact, the risk is higher. It's also a problem in Queensland. I think last year 15 people died in house fires in Queensland. 9 of them were in winter. Just got to be alert, don't we?
Yeah, look, that's right. Our message is we work in with fire services right across Australia, and Queensland in particular. We work very closely with them with our messaging, and our messaging this year is keep looking when cooking, because more than half of the fires that we see start in the kitchen from unattended cooking. But as you said, in the winter months, because people are at home. But don't be complacent with your fire safety. Make sure you've got a working smoke alarm. That'll give you a little bit of time to get out of the house if you do catch fire. Yeah. Make sure you've got a well-practiced home fire escape plan.
Yeah, good on you. All right, stay safe, Tom. Always good to talk. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tom Cooper, Superintendent from Fire and Rescue New South Wales.